But a very good discussion, and the meeting was very worthwhile and productive. But over 150 people turned up to the meeting, and I go to each parish on an ongoing basis right across the county to meet people in each community to update them in terms of the work that Fianna Fáil is doing at local level and indeed at government level as well for each local community and parish area. And that was the case last night in Killybegs as well. Obviously, the key issue in Killybegs, it's the capital of our fishing industry nationally, and it has suffered a severe impact as a result of Brexit. Obviously, we've seen the damage Brexit has done to the UK with it going into recession in the last week or so, and also the challenges it's had in Northern Ireland. It's also had a real impact on our fishing industry nationally, and particularly in Killybegs. And I've been working hard and updated the meeting on the work that I've done through the task force I set up and the implementing all of the recommendations of the task force, and also the investment that I've made into Killybegs through the Brexit funding of €32 million, and also the €33 million separate to that that I've invested in the new Smooth Point Harbour Pier there. And also the work that I'm doing on an ongoing basis in relation to trying to work to improve our quota position at European level. But there's no getting away from the fact that Brexit has impacted the town, and but I updated the meeting in relation to all of the various steps I'm taking as Minister to work to see the town develop in the years ahead, and as to maximise the opportunity for the fishing and the marine resources for the town in particular in the years ahead through significant investments.
And what would you say directly to those who were left frustrated yesterday evening and forced to walk out of the meeting?
Oh, there was nobody forced to walk out of the meeting. We had 150 people turned up. I think there was some people, a small amount turned up, about a quarter maybe, turned up to just to walk out. With another quarter that would have actually stayed for over half of the meeting to cover the fisheries part and to listen and ask questions, and all questions were dealt with and updated. And we had over half of the full attendance staying for the full 2 hours of the meeting. So it was a very worthwhile meeting overall. But I do find, I have to say, in the fishery sector in particular, that you have a lot of stuff said in social media that stands up to no scrutiny. And I find as well that the biggest noises in social media adopt all strategies possible to make sure that they don't have to stand up their social media posts in real life and face to face. But certainly that's why I go to each parish and meet people directly and meet communities directly. And that's why on a weekly basis, as much as possible, I'm in some part of our own county meeting with local communities. And it was very productive good to be in Killybegs last night and to get to talk and discuss with so many, and indeed discuss the particular challenge that Killybegs has had around Brexit. And how I'm working as Minister in every way possible to see the town develop and to support the fishing industry as well.